podcast, anyone?
Tom and Loggy, and a K-Rock audio presentation of the finest quality.
History has repeated itself almost 10 years after this first happened.
As long as the level below has to be repeated.
I like that. I didn't expect it.
I didn't know I wanted it.
I didn't expect it either. Both sung on the show already. I'm so sorry, everybody. 43 minutes in.
I apologize.
Don't.
Mate, that was, I don't know where that came from.
Lean into it.
Okay. I'll do it intermittently throughout your story.
Okay. All right, Jess Malboy. Have you ever tried to talk to Jess Malboy, like, just normally?
No.
Oh, baby, it's really hard. Stop, girl. Anyway, so you may know this original story, but it's happened again. It's over in the UK.
History repeating.
No, too soon.
I didn't do the whole thing.
Spread
just
it
roll
out,
with
mate.
It. Roll with
just
it.
Stretch it
if
out.
If you say history, it's coming.
You're a sheep dog, sort of cattle dog guy, aren't you?
Yeah.
You've got a red heeler.
I've got a red heeler, what, cattle dog.
Yeah. What are the black and white ones?
Border collies. They're sheep dogs.
Yeah, right. Yeah. So.
Because they're a bit lighter than your cattle dog. So they can jump up on the back of sheep and whatnot.
Very impressive. You can see videos of them on YouTube and stuff. And I saw one a while ago, and these people are like standing on a hill and way over. Yeah. Did you know the one I'm talking about?
And he's
on another
standard.
Hill. Yeah. And he's like herding all these. Yeah, and the guy's just whistling. And it's just like, man, incredible.
That's why farmers use them.
Yeah, well, that makes sense.
Because they work for them.
Yeah.
Hence the working dog name.
Sometimes, though, they show a bit too much initiative.
Oh, yes.
And almost 10 years after it's happened the first time.
History repeating.
I hate you so much right now. I've tried to tell two stories today, and both times you've led me down the garden path.
Just roll with it. Just keep going.
People have...
You don't want to say history, do you?
No. So this dog... This dog has essentially been out and about in his yard in the farm.
Yes.
Over in the UK. And the family are doing their farm stuff. That you, when you live and work on a farm, you're doing jobs and stuff and whatnot. And the wife, the mother of the family, has walked from her bedroom into the kitchen area and been confronted with a sight that is quite amazing. But as I say, it's happened before.
History repeating.
Oh, I want to swear so bad. So she's walked into her kitchen and there are 9 sheep in her kitchen.
Oh, I love this. This is what I wish for. This is what I wish for.
So their dog has gone out and herded 9 sheep whilst unsupervised.
Yeah.
9 sheep. And gone, Mum and Dad are going to need these.
You've got to see what they've done with the kitchen.
This is my
trust
job.
Me.
Yeah.
Like, they've had an upgrade.
Yeah.
The stove, it's all Miele appliances. You must come in.
Oh, we'll be right. Nah, get in there. Get in there. Right. Anyway, so apparently this happened like 10 years ago, 2017.
The history repeating.
And it's happened again. The beauty of it is they're not their sheep. He's found the sheep in a nearby paddock, worked out how to get them through gates, down a whole road, in another set of gates, and then in the front door of the house, into the kitchen.
Standard.
Yeah.
Standard dog behaviour.
All cute, all very impressive, barely annoying at all. And, yeah, as I say, it happened over in the UK as well with another sheepdog back in 2017.
That's all just a little bit of history repeating.
I'm so sorry.
It's the Tom and Loggy podcast.
It's their radio show in a podcast.
Okay, honey, so what we're going to do is we're going to go make an appointment and just see what they say about your memory. And it's okay. This is the first step. It's nothing to be ashamed about. But you're going to be okay.
When I started on Facebook in 2007, you could post a status on your profile and it was Tom Lewis is feeling so
smiling
emo
politely.
Right. Yes, smiling politely. Feeling so emo right now. There was a ability to poke people,
mm-hmm.
which lasted quite a while, I reckon. And then also you could play games that were essentially add-ons to Facebook and would be linked to your Facebook profile.
Yeah, sure. What were those games about again?
There was like a Mafia one.
A Mafia one.
Mafia Wars or something it was
called.
Yeah, yeah. And then there was one that was like vampires versus werewolves or something.
And then there was another one.
There was one called Human Pets.
That's R-rated.
It was just, everyone was a pet and you could buy and sell and have pets.
Humans.
Profiles, like characters. It was like a... When you say it like that,
exactly.
That may not
see how bad it sounds.
May not have aged particularly well.
You go to this island and it's a whole thing.
Mate, Alex is in Norlane. Alex, do you remember these games?
I do remember these games.
Oh.
But I can't believe you never played Farmville.
Oh, is that where Farmville's from?
Yeah, so Farmville is still around, I think. It's like up to number 3
Farmville
or something.
Farmville 3, doesn't count.
Oh, okay, right. Because I'm on Stardew Valley, which is a Nintendo Switch, and Farmville is kind of like the start. Was that like pre-Animal Crossing, pre-Stardew Valley, that kind of bizzo, right? You're on a farm, you got to do farm things?
Yeah, I remember having like this. I set them up in a big long row. I had all these different Pegasi.
Yeah.
It was like a candy cane one and like a peppermint one and all different things that probably cost $80 a pop.
Oh, yeah, my God. Oh, so you have to pay for the Facebook ones.
No, some of them you did, or you could.
Mm.
It was free to play.
Yeah.
Okay.
You pay to win.
Yeah. Oh, you pay to win, yeah. Alex, can you confirm, though, that it was linked through your Facebook page?
It was linked through your Facebook page, 100%.
Okay. Right.
Allegedly. There's only two of you
Thank
saying
you.
That. Let's
Thank
continue
so
down. Amy from Armstrong Creek. Tom's speaking crazy talk, isn't he, about Facebook games?
Sorry, no, he isn't. I remember Farmville and Frontierville. And also there was Cityville. So there was three different ones.
Do you remember the Human Centipede game that he was talking about? What was it called?
No, I do not. Okay. I do not.
No, what was it called, Tom?
It was called Human Pets.
Oh, okay. You can see my confusion
yeah.
there.
Okay, so you did play Farmville. How long did you play that for? Like an era? Have you got sort of a span of time that you remember playing it?
I reckon definitely because it's 2007, I would have been in high school. So probably until almost maybe the end of high school, but I can't remember.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can't remember anything, where the games came from,
Some
whether they were Facebook or not.
You know Farm was a thing.
Yeah, no, that definitely Facebook. I remember playing with like my friend in high school. We'd go to each other's farms and do all that sort of
stuff. Exactly, right. So well, that's beautiful. It was bringing people together, wasn't it?
It really was, yeah.
Amazing. All right, thank you, Amy, for the backup. I bloody love it, mate. As we were talking about Farmville, I did Google Human Pets, that one.
Okay. Should I Google it?
No, don't. No, because I can tell you right now, it was famously shut down by Facebook in 2008 due to content.
Oh, my God.
Which allowed users to own other members.
Right. No, that's good. Thanks for bringing it up again, Tom.
And users revolted after being told to stop posting obscene photos.
Oh, my
God. I don't remember any of that.
Yeah.
It's a radio show in a podcast. And now in your ears, it's the Tom and Loggy podcast.
Okay, so I had something on my list of things to talk about this morning because I was at pickup yesterday at school and I thought, oh, hang on, I'm that guy.
Yeah.
Right? And not in a necessarily a bad way, but in a sort of a, oh, I know what I am. Mm. I see what I am. And then I get to work this morning and there's an article on the Addy by a guy called Aaron Langmaid who describes himself as a dad, a writer and a media producer. And the title...
Stealing your name.
I know, I do all that stuff. Says the headline is Mates Date at the Gate, the awkward world of school drop-offs for dads and how it can help a hidden mental health crisis.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so he does the drop-offs, yeah. I do the pickups.
Is it not like it used to be where you stay in the car and you're like, see ya, have a good day?
Oh, no, mate, we're much more sort of conscious of our children these. No, it's a mix. It's
yeah,
a mix
yeah,
of,
yeah.
I have such great admiration, particularly while I'm on crutches,
yeah.
for the parents who are just like, hey, I'll see you when you get to the car or
yeah.
Get out of the car and off you go.
Yeah, 100%.
And a lot of kids are like, Mom, don't come in till just leave me here, I'll go. And,
yeah.
But I need to see you walk through the door, child, because otherwise how do I know if you made it? That's the vibe, honestly. I feel that in my bones. Anyway, so he suggests that, you know, he, when he does the drop-offs, there are a whole heap of dads that he sees each and every morning.
Yeah.
And they have awkward conversations and they sort of nod to each other, that kind of thing. It seems
like a horrible time.
It's like that at pickup too.
Yeah.
He suggests that it's easier for the mums. He says they laugh over lattes and lean over prams and lengthy conversations on the cost of uniforms, blow waves and Pilates. So I don't know if I think we've hit
a snag there in the article.
It says mums manage it seamlessly. Okay, so that's, look, I can't speak to that.
That's all we've got to talk about, mate.
He is quite the evocative writer, though.
Blow waves and prams.
Lipstick. He didn't mention lipstick. Makeup.
It's as easy as that. Girls are faking it too. Everyone's faking it. Mm. No one likes small chat.
And at pickup, they're talking about the bottle of Shardy they've just polished off.
I'll see you on Friday, yeah.
So, 5 days a week, he says it happens. And he rolls through some of the dads. There's Aiden, the overcompensating dad who annoyingly refers to his child as honey, regardless of gender. Campbell, the busy dad whose crisp white shirt is almost certainly one size too small. He works in real estate. The too easy dad, Jacob, who saunters in without a sweat, sipping on his soy latte. Big arm Todd, the tradie, who you would...
Did you say Tom or Todd?
Todd.
Oh, I was
tradie,
just checking.
Mate. No one,
sorry.
No
big
one
arm.
Ever...
He said big
yeah,
arm.
I know,
and I
but
just
no one
assume...
would ever mistake me for a tradie. He would outman you the minute he opens his mouth. And Pete, the work-from-home recruitment officer who needs more sun, right?
Okay.
And then there's him. So he's like, there's this crew of guys, and his point is they're all very different. They all come from very different backgrounds, yeah. And the only thing they've got in common is that they're here in the same place at the same time 5 days a week.
Mm.
And that's why they acknowledge each other, right? And then he says, look, hey, if we could actually find a way to have a chat, we might actually be able to solve some of this like loneliness crisis and this isolation.
Oh, well, that's beautiful.
Being a middle-aged man, Australian men aged 35 to 49, the most affected by the rising tide of isolation, he says. It's a tough gig, mate, being I'm 44. Right in the middle there, smack bang.
Yeah.
It's a tough gig. White, middle-aged male, Australian society. Don't have an opinion. Don't have an opinion.
I'm not. I think this is good. Maybe you could have, like, Mondays we discuss ponytails, right? Tuesday we discuss...
Oh, on site?
Yeah, like on site. You can have, like a mood board.
All of this is to say, right, all of this is to say that when I had this thought yesterday at pickup when... one of Indy's friends, dad's rolled up, and I see him most days that I do pick up.
Yeah.
Shout out Trav. He's
I was
going to
say, is that the one you walk away from? Or
No. No. Shout out Trav. We've caught up for a beer before.
Yeah.
And that's because I'm that guy. Like, I will.
Yeah, you're the chat guy.
I'm a fiend for a chat.
Yeah. And a check-in too.
Yeah.
Bless you.
And also, but also for a, hey, let's do a play date. If I had a dollar for every time I said, oh, let's organise a play date. We had a couple with their daughter, who's also friends with Indy, walk past our house the other day.
Yeah.
How you going? Let's do a play date sometime.
Come in. We sit down. Eat this.
The thing is, the line is, eat this. The line is, right, I do it with mums too. So whoever I'm chatting to, if your kid likes my kid, let's hang out.
Then we're friends. Yeah. Do you know what? I actually think, for all jokes aside, I actually think it's a really good point. What are people striving for at the moment? Community.
Yeah, connection, community.
Right, connection, community, support.
Let's do it.
That's great.
Also,
you first.
And I do. That's the thing. That's the thing. Without even realizing it, I'm that guy. So everybody else, be that guy, because I tell you what, I'm always bang up for a beer. Any excuse to have a barbecue and a beer.
Geelong Lager.
And we'll mask it as a play date.
Yeah.
And then we've got an excuse to meet new people.
Bless.
Listen to the radio show weekday mornings from 6 on K-Rock. And come on back for some more right here anytime. Tom and Loggy, say thanks.
We're up and about. The Cats are flying back at GMHBA Stadium for their Thursday night blockbuster against Adelaide Crows next week. So that's March 26th at 7:30 p.m. Get your mates, get in early, lock in your footy tickets at Ticketmaster. But a man who's going to be there front and centre is Ollie Dempsey. He joins us on the line now. Good morning, Ollie.
G'day. Thanks for having me.
Oh, thanks for joining us, mate. I think we need to start you off with the appropriate song and your choice for the year.
Welcome.
2026. You've gone with a very specific version of this song. Did you just say, yeah, hot, whatever, originally, and they chose it for you? Or did you just say, I want this specific version?
No, it's a funny story about this one, actually, because I had another song called Happy, I think, and Jordan Ablett actually was the one who came up with it and said, this would be a funny song because it says Away at the start.
Yeah!
And then the little Ablett kids, Gigi and Ezzy, just love it and they sing it all the time. So it sort of stuck around that house and I'm like, oh, I'll put it as a golf song. So whenever they're at the game, they love it. So that's the actual reason behind it, really.
Oh, I love that, Ollie. So we're saying it wrong. Instead of ole, ole, we've got to be saying ole, ole.
That's what the kids say. I think it's Ollie, but it's not actually, but it's very funny.
Super cute. So super cute. Just casting our gaze back to last week against the Dockers. Great finish to the match. A little bit of a slow start. How do you guys post-match sort of decompress that? How do you like sort of analyze that? And what's the takeaway?
Yeah, it was definitely a slow start from us on Saturday, but it was really good for us to be able to come back and get across the line. And I think post-game, Scotty was just really proud of us, and that's what he said. And it was a resilient win by the boys, and we'll take a lot out from that. And you can't really practice for those sort of games when you come back and you're down big at quarter time, and then just scrap and fight for the win. So it'll be a big win for us, I think.
Yeah, it was awesome. We were there as well, and it was so cool to see you turn it around, because I can imagine, you know, in sports where you're just playing by yourself, you've only got your own emotions to worry about, and that energy can be felt throughout the group team sport. So you're trying to remain positive, and you are such a positive guy. It must be so hard to get everyone on the same page to say, all right, fellas, let's turn this positive and these negative feelings into positive ones, I imagine.
No, I appreciate it. Yeah, I feel like I can add a bit of that positivity to the group. And I think you said it right. It's in those moments you don't want to just get down and then it snowballs and you just continue to play worse. So Scotty's really good at rallying the group, and we just sort of said we'll focus on that first quarter next week, and we'll start again from quarter time and play our way. And yeah, it really worked. And as you said, we stayed positive and got across the line.
Ollie, you're traditionally a player on the wing, and you're always good for a couple of goals. And then sort of there's been a fair bit of chat about how much time you should be spending in the midfield. What do you want to do? Where do you want to play?
Look, as cliche as it sounds, I'll play anywhere that gets me picked, really, and we get the win. But I don't mind playing across the wing and forward. And eventually, I think I definitely want to move into the midfield, but that could be years down the track or whatever. But I'm just working on a few different things, and being able to be versatile is a big strength of mine. So continuing to do that will be positive. And I'm loving my time on the wing, I guess.
Now, we're looking forward to Thursday night against Adelaide, but what are you doing this weekend? Are you going to take on, I don't know, are you going to go to the Torquay Hotel, see Waxo Paradiso? Are you going to hang out with the fam? What's happening?
You know, I won't be going to the Torquay Hotel this weekend. I'll be having, my mum's coming down, which is nice, so just spending some quality time with her and just cruising around Torquay, which were good, so pretty chill because we're on Thursday night, so it'll be an exciting game against Adelaide.
That's right. So what does next week look like in terms of build-up? Do you have a couple of days off there as well, or you just take the weekend? Or
yeah, we had a couple of days off Monday, Tuesday, which was nice, and then we'll have the weekend off. We'll have a big session today and then Monday, and sort of just cruising to that game on Thursday. Can't do too much in the lead-up because obviously we want to be ready for it. So we'll just probably train Monday, light Tuesday, and then captain's run Wednesday, and then ready for it.
Okay, nice. Well, so rest is important, and I'm trying to get as much rest as possible at the moment because I've done me knee.
Oh, no.
He bailed up Joel Selwood on the weekend where we saw him down at the game and was like, yeah, my knee, what should I do, Joel? And Joel's like, I don't know, mate. Nah, Joel was beautiful. You're going to bail up Ollie now as well.
Well, okay. So I think I've done something that's like maybe a PCL or something. Or MCL. We're not quite sure yet. I've got to get an MRI on Monday. But have you ever hurt your knee, mate? How do you emotionally cope?
I haven't had any too big issues. I've had a few knocks, but I'm going to see the physios in about 20 minutes so I can touch base with them and I'll get back to you.
No, No, Ollie, ignoring.
Even better, even better. What about, we're just here on Mirrabool Street, so if you want to just swing past, I'll hobble down on the crutches, jump in the back with you, and then we can both go talk to your physio. How about
yeah, we'll get you in the wheelchair and I'll wheel you there.
Yeah, beautiful.
Mate, I would love it. Mate, I would love it. All right. Hey, look, thanks so much for having a chat to us. Enjoy your weekend off. Say hi to your mum for us. All right, Rove McManus. And all the best for Thursday night and the season ongoing. Ollie Dempsey, thanks for your time, mate.
Appreciate it. Thanks so much for having me, guys. I'll see you soon.
No worries. And don't forget, get your tickets now at Ticketmaster. It's next Thursday night. It's great to have the Cats back at GMHBA.
Tom and Loggy. That was a podcast. And hear the whole experience weekdays live from 6 a.m. Geelong's K-Rock.